That was quite the introduction. I wasn't expecting them to read out my little list of likes and everything. So my story starts early 2020, pre-COVID, pretty weird. I was in Europe on a trip to be bridesmaid for a wedding of a scientist who ironically researches vaccines. So I was over there for that wedding and I came back late January. So the world had we had seen glimpse of, you know, COVID around the world, but no one was really sure what it was. So the day after I got back from travelling all around Europe, Paris, Amsterdam, all around England, the day after I got back, the World Health Organization declared it a health emergency. I was very grateful to be in such a safe space like Nelson, in a country where we are so isolated from the rest of the world. So that's where this all began. So one night during lockdown, which was only a couple months after I got back, or not even a couple months, a couple weeks, I was scrolling on Facebook and I had been sort of watching this group for a while, and then I saw this post from Giving Aroha in Anzac Park. They're a beautiful community organisation that is community run by Megan and Jackie, who are in the room tonight, and they help our homeless community in Nelson. And for me, I had seen our homeless community a little bit because I do beach and river cleanups, as was slightly mentioned. I had seen their sort of camps, their tents, and where they were living, but I didn't realise how bad it was. Seeing this group on my Facebook feed was very eye-opening. During lockdown, one man, he was sleeping on the streets, and he unfortunately didn't have any access to the news, the internet. It was a real struggle for him. One day, we all went into lockdown, and this man woke up, and no one was around. He had heard of COVID, but no one had really explained that there was going to be a lockdown. So you can imagine waking up on the side of the street and seeing no one there. He thought everyone had died, which is horrible. And I wanted to do something to help. So once lockdown was over, I contacted them and attended a few of their Sunday night dinners, because the lovely volunteers help set up a dinner every Sunday night. Rain or shine, they feed our homeless community. I'll be talking a bit later about how you can get involved, how you can help, but essentially it was very eye-opening. So once lockdown was over, I tried to be onto it as much as I could. I set up a donations sort of scheme to get people to donate to these people, because, I mean, as a 15-year-old, I don't have much money. But our lovely community came together and completely blew my mind and raised so much money that we were able to get little like dinner vouchers or lunch vouchers from Loaves and Fishes, and they're about $3 each, and it was absolutely amazing to be able to go down and hand these out to people and see the smiles on their faces. One guy, while I was down there, he started hugging me and he was very emotional, and another guy offered me his shoes. So for me, it was so lovely to meet these people, and yeah, so that's kind of what happened. And then during Christmas time, Jackie and Megan and everyone, all the volunteers, we all wanted to do something to help, so we got people to donate gifts. So everyone had a gift at Christmas, and they also had a lovely dinner. So for me, I'm just a 15-year-old. What would I be able to do by myself? Well, it's a lot, actually, and I'm very proud of that. I wouldn't be able to do it without the community. So it's been very lovely to meet everyone. There's a few people in the room today. And be able to work with everyone and get the best possible outcome for our whole community. So if you would like to get involved with Giving Aroha in Anzac Park, they do the dinners at 4 o'clock every Sunday in Anzac Park, which is just right by the warehouse. You probably should contact first before coming down, or you can just drop off some food and head off, or you can come volunteer and feed the food to people. There's different ways of helping, and if it's giving your love or your time, then it is well accepted. But yeah, so you can look on Facebook at Giving Aroha in Anzac Park, or you can come talk to me after the show, or Jackie or Megan, they're at the back of the room. I can't really see right now, but they're somewhere, they're just back there, they're waving their hands, so yeah, feel free to come talk to us afterwards. And yeah, and if you're wondering what happened to the guy on the side of the street during lockdown, Jackie helped him get a radio, so now he's always onto the news. So thank you so much.